Conservatory Radio Show. We are going to interview Chuck Powell tonight. Mr. Chuck Powell started dancing at an early age of 12 years old. He's a member of a group called the Black Messengers. Chuck is a well source of information when it comes to Oakland's history on Boogaloo. Hello, Mr. Chuck Powell. How are you doing today?
Hey, Mike. I'm doing fine, man.
There's been all this buzz on the internet. People want to know, what popping is, what turfing is. Has anyone ever asked you the question of what is Boogaloo?
Well, some people that want to know the truth, yeah, they ask me.
So how would you define Boogaloo?
Well, Boogaloo comes in quite a few different categories, like a bunch of stuff in the blender mixed up, like the Dinorama, the creeping, the worming, posing, dime stomping, vibrating, and so on. It's so much to it.
What about, could you tell me something about your first memory of seeing someone Boogaloo?
My first memory is seeing Jerry Durante. And then I seen 1+1. I seen his group 1+1 dance. And then I seen the next group I seen dancing was the Black Resurgence.
So the Black Resurgence, Jerry, that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Would you include, like, Robot in that?
Well, not then. No, not then.
Okay.
It was more Boogaloo. It was more Dinorama style of movement.
Uh-huh.
And with the worming and swinging the arms and stuff. And then Larry Robinson, another Black Resurgent, he always did that rubber band stuff where he can just wrap his arms around his body in the front and hands be coming from, going around, and they hands be touching all in the middle of his chest. Yeah, he had a little different style there too.
So after seeing all these people, who do you think influenced you the most?
I used to always watch Robin Newsom from the Black Resurgence, then Pat Scott. I used to watch all of them mainly. I could say I picked up something from all of them. Little this from that person, watching that person, and then watching the Aces of Soul, watching the Soulful Movement, the William Brothers, Steve and Ted, and Hamill, a whole bunch of tight Boogaloos. I used to always watch them.
So that's a lot of groups. I mean, were a lot of those groups, did they come before the Messengers?
Well, no. The only groups came before the Messengers was 1+1, and as far as I know, 1+1 and the Black Resurgence. And then I'm not sure about the Messengers in the Exotic Movement, because I know the Messengers, before I got into the Messengers, they had already did a talent show at Havens Court where they took first place.
Who was in it before you joined?
It was, I know it was Larry Brookshaw, Kearney Mayers, John Murphy, and it was one more person. I don't know, it was Marlon. I know Michael Carter was supposed to be there, but John Murphy took his place.
Oh, Michael Carter, he went to Oakland High, I think.
Yeah, he was one of the Aces of Soul.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. Could you maybe tell us some of your, like, best experiences concerning talent shows, or Do you remember anything that happened back then? Does anything stand out?
For as another group or?
No, well, it could be that. Anything you remember about talent shows?
Oh, about the talent show that I've seen the Aces of Soul in, that was a whole different vibe right there. And them boys was off the, they was off the hook.
I mean, yeah, Aces of Soul, were they mostly Boogaloo or?
Yeah, they Boogaloo and Robot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That was Henry
but
Fisher.
That was the first time I kind of really seen robotic movement in a with a group doing a routine. But yeah, they Boogaloo too. They knew how to Boogaloo. No.
Let's see, what was that? That was with Henry Fisher, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was with Henry Fisher.
Okay, because I remember you telling me about a typewriter move long time
ago. Yeah, he had that typewriter move. And then them guys, they creep from each side and they do this point. Then they had this walk like a cowboy, like, you know, like two Western guys finna have a shootout. And they came, two of them came out like that, and Mignon came from the middle. And then they get in there, they do these steps. And then they did that move like called the Rock or Sock on Robots. You know how the two robots get in the middle and be punching and knock his block up and push it back down. They did that, but they did it robotic. Just it was totally different. Like I ain't never seen nothing like that.
That was a toy from, God, the early 70s.
A toy from whom?
The early 70s.
Yeah,
the Rock'em Sock'em robots. Yeah.
Yeah, from the early 70s, yeah. That was in their routine. They had that in their routine, and you could tell what they was doing, and it was like cold. I'm like, wow.
You ever see Derek and Company?
I never seen Derek and Company, but I seen Derek. I always seen Derek.
What about the Robotroids?
Yeah, I seen the Robotroids. Not Granny and the Robotroids.
Okay.
The original Robotroids, yeah, I seen them. Matter of fact, Donald Jones danced with us in 1974. A lot of people don't know that. But he danced with us at a Castlemont talent show.
So, so when you guys competed, do you remember some of the people you competed against or maybe who were your main rivals?
We ain't have none. To me, that's how I look at it. To us, our opponents didn't exist. You know, once we hit the stage, it was on. But I'm gonna say the next group to be tight was the Black Resurgence, and their style was different from ours. And we're the only two groups that could get in a theater. Don't have to be no other groups competing or nothing, and we sell out, and we have just as much people inside, outside trying to get in.
When you guys competed, was it mostly at high schools or junior highs or?
Yeah, they competed junior high and high school.
Did you ever go to like the Richmond Auditorium?
Oh, yeah, I used to go to the Richmond Auditorium. We never danced there, but I used to go there to watch the talent shows. And every time I went to the talent shows, it was a group from Oakland that won the talent show.
That must have been like, what, 74, 75?
Yeah, somewhere in there, 75.
Did the Messengers ever compete at the Oakland Auditorium?
Yeah, we always compete at the Oakland Auditorium.
Quite
a few groups used to always compete at the Oakland Auditorium.
I'm trying to piece together what years those talent shows happened there.
Woo. Like 73. 1973. And the 1973 talent show had Black Resurgence, the Soulful Movements, and how I remember that talent show, we all wore the same costumes. We all had like these pink satin shirts with white pants with white Apple hats.
How did that happen?
I guess we all went to the same store. We all went to the same store. I mean, everybody probably had that eye on that. It was a nice costume, but all of us was wearing the same thing. So one group come out, and we got that on. The next group got that. The next group, it was
so you're
was
saying
weird.
All three groups had the same
outfit. The same costume.
Oh man. Well, okay. How about this? Who looked best in that costume?
Well, I'm gonna say the messenger.
Of course, yeah.
I mean, the other groups probably think they looked better in there, but I'm a messenger. I'm gonna say the messengers.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, that was a pretty big talent show. Do you remember?
Yeah,
was it in 74 and 75 as well?
I'm not sure, but I...
You remember how many years it went on?
Well, for us dancing there, it didn't go on too many years, but we started performing at the auditorium called... I think the Black Resurgence was renting it, and they would ask us to come perform.
Okay.
So I remember after that talent show, I think 1977 was the other time we came back to perform there. After we went to L.A. and won the first gong show, we came back to perform at the auditorium.
Oh, that's right. You guys, you were on the gong show.
Yeah, we was on the gong show twice.
Now, you know, I always was kind of curious. Why did you not go on there as the Black Messengers?
Well, on the way down there to the audition, we had a manager by the name of Gene, and he was in politics running for city councilman. And he didn't feel that it was right for us to use that name. So when we hit like the grapevine, he came up with a name. He said the mechanical device. And I mean, we just looked at each other and we went with it. I mean, I wasn't really feeling it, but you know, he knew what he was doing. So
mechanical device. Yeah. That actually sounds pretty good, but...
Yeah, it was a nice name.
So was that the only time you guys just went on one time?
No, we went on twice. We got called back two more times. We got called back to do the gong show again. Then we got called back to do the Chuck Bear's Rah-Rah show.
Oh, that was... I think that was right after the gong show.
Yeah, that was his other show that he... I don't think it was too successful as the gong show, but it didn't last that long.
Yeah. So did you guys win both gong shows or just...
Yeah, we won both gong
shows. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's... I know I've seen... There's like a short clip on YouTube of you guys kind of hitting a certain move. It almost looked like a domino move, but...
Yeah, because a lot of the footage that Kearney Auntie had, she taped on it accidentally, and most of the first part of it got erased. So the part that's being seen on the internet or on my Facebook page is the only part that we have, and mainly I'm glad because it's the main part because this show is winning. But we also are in the Chuck Bear's Gong Show book. So if anybody ever buy that book, turn to the middle, like you turn to a jet, and see that lady in the middle there in her bikini. If you turn to the middle of the Gong Show book, you're gonna see the mechanical device right there in the book.
You guys like posing, or are you in?
Oh no, we're just sitting down. We're in the waiting room, like where they had like lots of food around there, and we just sitting there watching, because they take like four or five shows. So we just sitting in there waiting for our turn, looking at the TV, looking at the other acts that's performing.
Right. You know, you guys have had a long career. It seems like you disband, then you come back, you disband, then you come back. I think your last performance was actually in, what, 2004?
2005
at the San Francisco
Palace of Fine Arts.
Palace of Fine Arts, yeah. You, Randy,
Kearney.
Kearney.
And a friend of mine by the name of Casey.
Casey. Okay. Yeah, so I mean, you know, is there a future? Do you see anything happening with the Messengers in the future?
Oh, yeah. It's in the works right now as we speak.
So you guys are planning something?
Oh, yeah, we're planning something.
Oh, but you're not going to tell me.
No, I'm not. You know how I do it.
Yeah, yeah. So you know, you're going to keep us in suspense.
Yeah. Keep it under the blanket, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm curious. It seems that you guys have done very interesting things where you've done... you're heavily into props. I know you've done the coffins. Your style of dress is really different.
We don't want to be like everybody start biting off our style with the wearing the beavers, the big bow ties, the vest, and you know, everybody start biting off of that. So we just took it to a whole nother level.
And then you also had the makeup.
Oh, yeah, we went to the theatrical makeup and some of the magical stuff that when we went to the magic store that we would get. Yeah, we, you know, just my whole concept was every time I would go over there to the Coliseum, the Oakland Coliseum, to see a show, I would just be learning more and more and more stuff that we need to do to add to what we do, like going to a back then, like going to see Earth, Wind, and Fire or something. That's the show you want to go to, because Earth, Wind, and Fire use nothing but magic, and they show just be oh man, I can't even, it's hard to explain. It'd be so nice. They do so many different magical tricks and stuff. It was real nice.
Yeah, their shows were always well orchestrated.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, do you have anything else you want to say before we end this, or
what can I say?
Any shout outs?
Yeah, I want to shout out to all them Oakland dancers, even the haters.
Even the haters.
Yeah, we'll send a shout out to some of the friends that I met down there in L.A. Sent some shots off there, you know, okay, to the L.A. crew down there doing their thing, you know.
Well, okay. So this is a Boogaloo Conservatory radio show, and this is your host, Mr. Atomic, and this is this concludes our interview with Mr. Chuck Powell. And Mr. Chuck Powell, thank you for coming on. Hope we'll have you on in the future.
Oh, yeah.
And I just maybe, well, let's see, it's Christmas, so I hope you have a happy Christmas.
Oh, yeah, you know, I'm up in here hitting it on them now.
Okay.
Coming up with a new Christmas move.
All right, well, I'll tell you what, Mr. Chuck Powell, I will perhaps call you in a few days, see what's cooking.
Okay, that sounds good.
We'll end it right here.